Hello, Chicago, and welcome to another episode of Talk Theater in Chicago's news podcast. I'm your host, Dustin Moat, bringing you the theater news for the week of November 13th, 2006. Last Monday, November 6th, the winners were announced for the Joseph Jefferson Equity Awards, honoring excellence in the Chicago theater scene. The Jeff Committee presented over 32 awards in 28 different categories, spread amongst 155 nominees. Now, as many of you know, a typical Jeff season runs from August 1st through July 31st. And this season, the committee judges went to over 123 opening nights. Congratulations must go out to Court Theater, who received 10 awards for the entire night. Their production of Man of La Mancha garnered 6 awards, including Best Production of a Musical. Also, their production of August Wilson's Fences brought in the other 4 awards, including Best Production of a Play. Congratulations, Court Theater. Also, Northlight Theater took home 4 awards for their show, A Marvelous Party, a Noel Coward celebration. That did include taking home the award for Best Production of a Musical Revue. And also a part of the celebration was Robert Falls and Rock Schulfer, the creative team behind Goodman Theater. They received a special award for their 20 years of collaborating with the Goodman Theater. And I'd also like to point out that you can hear an interview with Rock Schulfer just by going to the Talk Theater in Chicago interview archives. Also, for a complete list of the winners of the Joseph Jefferson Awards, click on over to Talk Theater in Chicago's Theater News section. Also, if you haven't checked it out already, be sure to click on over to Talk Theater in Chicago's Theater News section, where you can read an article about Janet Ulrich Brooks, who is currently starring in Timeline Theater's hit The Children's Hour, which is, of course, now showing at the Timeline Theater. We would, of course, like to thank Joe Stead for the article, and you can thank Joe Stead by clicking on over to the Theater News section and checking out the article. As you may have noticed, we now have a review for Wicked up on the servers. It is featured in this week's show, but the review will be sitting up there for a while since Wicked is a sit-down show. Whenever you get a chance, be sure to listen to the review. Definitely don't miss it. Also, in other Wicked news, more tickets have gone on sale for the sit-down Chicago production. The ticket block that has now opened does cover the month from February to May, so you better hurry and buy your tickets quick. Otherwise, it'll be until next June before you can catch Wicked. Oh, there's even more Wicked news that you should know. William Humans will now be taking on the role of Dr. Dillamon in the Chicago sit-down production, following his role in The Pirate Queen. The pre-Broadway world premiere of The Pirate Queen does end on January 14th, after which William will be moving over to the Ford Center for the Performing Arts, also known as the Oriental Theater. Be sure to catch him in Wicked, but remember, buy your ticket soon, or it could be until next June before you have a chance. Jerry Springer, the opera, is going to be receiving its world premiere at Chicago's Bailiwick Theater, coming in the spring of 2007. The show will be skipping Broadway and coming straight to the States from Britain on the Chicago stage. Jerry Springer, the opera, is described as a fascinating mix of the highest form of art, opera, and the lowest form of culture, Jerry Springer's daytime television show. Tickets for Jerry Springer the Opera are available now by calling the Bailiwick's box office. Be sure to get your ticket soon, and definitely don't miss it. And just as one final reminder, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow night, Tuesday, November 14th, will be Patti LuPone's one-woman show, Coulda, Woulda, Shoulda. She will be performing with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra at the Symphony Center. If you haven't already gotten a ticket, you better be hunting for scalpers tomorrow. Well, thank you very much for listening to the Talk Theater in Chicago News Podcast. Remember, we are here every Monday with a new episode, ready for your listening pleasure. So, until next time, I'm your host, Dustin Moat, reminding you that theater's happening. Don't miss it.